Unit 66. Living without oil.
It's time to confront an unpleasant truth. This world is on the brink of an ecological disaster, and we cannot sustain our current level of waste. Still, we're driving the nail into our own coffin. We persist in wasting resources rather than tackling the problem.
The situation has been obvious for a while, but there are always people who try to divert our attention from it. Apparently, the huge profits from the oil and automobile industries, among others, are a big enough incentive for companies to ignore the danger we are in. Nonetheless, recent disclosures concerning the pace of global warming are slowly crossing the threshold of our awareness. And now that we're reaching the last gasp, people can see the situation with greater clarity. Still, it's not too late to prevail against the climate catastrophe. We can dismantle the sales and consumption culture that creates so much pollution. However, it's not just a matter of changing lifelong habits, which is difficult enough. We need to curb our personal consumption, of course, but we also need to put pressure on industry and government. Businessmen, congressmen, and other politicians need to come to the realization that this is a key issue that voters care about. If we all work together, we can save the future. Vocabulary. Confront. The police confronted the executive with evidence of his crimes. Brink. The company's president said the company was on the brink of going out of business. Ecological. The study showed the ecological impact of building a dam. Coffin. They put the body into a coffin and lowered it into the ground. Tackle. After finishing his project, Roger decided to rest before tackling the next one. A while. Let's talk a while about the problem. Divert. The governor wanted to divert money from education and spend it on transportation. Incentive. Since Joe had a lot of money, he didn't have any incentive to save. Disclosure. The congressman promised full disclosure of his relationship with the companies that had helped him. Threshold. Boxers need to develop a high threshold for pain, or they cannot succeed. Gasp. This election was the politician's last gasp. After he lost, he retired. Clarity. Steve's business plan had no clarity, and his boss wanted it to be very clear. Prevail. Though it was a close election, George eventually prevailed. Dismantle. Terry quickly dismantled the computer and laid all the parts out on the table. Lifelong. Painting has been a lifelong hobby for Jack. Curb. The law is designed to curb the use of sidewalks as parking places for scooters. Congressman. Three congressmen gave speeches at our school. Realization. Martin came to the realization that he needed to work hard in order to succeed.